Thank you for listening to this classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Today on Introductions, one trio and one quartet. There's the Carmen Quartet, made up of seniors from the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Then the Golden Trio has the unusual combination of piano, violin, and double bass. This hour, these groups play Haydn, Brahms, Mendelssohn, Smetana, and Piazzolla. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer of Introductions, and soon I'll be talking to violinist Veronica Rokitsky and pianist Miriam Kessler from these two groups. First up, let's hear the Carmen String Quartet. Catherine Nelson and Veronica Rokitsky on violins, Kimberly LaFranzo on viola, and Eitan Raviv on cello, coached by Sung Mi Lee. This is the first movement of Haydn's Sunrise Quartet. Thank you. It's called the Sunrise Quartet, and doesn't it evoke a sunrise so well? The music of Haydn, played by four 18-year-olds, Eitan Raviv on cello, Kimberly LaFranzo on viola, Catherine Nelson on violin, and...
Hi, my name is Veronica Rokitsky. I'm 18. I'm from Arlington Heights, Illinois, and I play violin in the quartet.
Future home of the Chicago Bears, apparently. So, member of the Carmen Quartet out of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. How did you get started on violin?
I actually started by a program in my hometown called Music for Youth. I started when I was about 8 years old.
And I believe that you spent just the 1 year in the MIC Academy. I came across you last year when you're in a chamber group at a different school. Wasn't exactly a typical year for the MIC Academy, but do you have any particular memories, any particular highlights from your time there?
Yes, so it definitely wasn't a normal year. Most of the year was actually spent online. We only had a couple of rehearsals in person, but I think my favorite memory would definitely be when my quartet was able to meet in person at the MIC Academy, because when we did, it was very rare this year, but it was such a great experience because we finally got to experience music together in the same room.
And thank you for supplying the recordings of those meetings. And we've heard some Haydn. Now we're going to move to the slow movement from Johannes Brahms' quartet, the Opus 51, number 2. This isn't like normal teenage ensemble, fiery, bows flying everywhere sort of fare. What can you tell me about this music and why'd you choose it?
Yeah, so this one is a little bit different from our other pieces. I know in this one, we really had to work on getting a deeper, richer sound, because in our other pieces, especially the Mendelssohn, it was more about the like bringing the quartet together to make one sound. This one was more about getting a deeper, richer sound, which was kind of hard for our quartet, considering we met so much online. So when we were in person, we really tried to work on making a rich sound, like as one sound as a quartet.
Lovely. So here is the Carmen Quartet with the Andante Moderato movement from Johannes Brahms' String Quartet in A minor, Opus 51, number 2.
Thank you.
from Johannes Brahms' Opus 51, Number 2, String Quartet in A Minor, the A Major slow movement. That was the teenage group The Carmen Quartet out of the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. Violinists Kate Nelson and Veronica Rokitsky, violist Kimberly LaFranzo, and cellist Eitan Raviv. I have Veronica Rokitsky on the other end of a Zoom call right now. I think you recently graduated from high school. Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. And you got some plans for the next, for a couple of months' time?
Yeah, I do. So I'm actually going to go to the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. I'm going to do violin performance and study with Professor Renee Jolez.
Fantastic. You were excited about orchestral playing, chamber playing, all of the above, kind of whatever?
Yeah, I'm so excited, especially for the chamber music, because I just love chamber music so much, and the orchestra, and even just solo playing. I'm really excited for everything.
Well, congratulations on getting in, and enjoy your time in upstate New York. Getting back to these Carmen Quartet recordings, all four of you were seniors, I think, in high school. You also recorded something of Mendelssohn. Can you introduce this particular finale movement?
Yeah, so this movement is really special because it's the first movement we played as a group. So we started it off of Zoom. We were on Zoom for, I think, about 3 or 4 months playing this piece. And it's such an amazing piece, because when we finally got in person, it just like came to life immediately, because it's just such an energetic movement. And I know we had so much fun bringing it together and playing it in the same room. It was just amazing.
Fantastic. There's the finale of Mendelssohn's Quartet in D Major, Opus 44, Number 1. Thank you, Veronica Rokitsky, for joining me on Introductions.
Thank you so much for having me.
A member of the Carmen Quartet. Thank you. The final movement of Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet in D Major, played by the Carmen Quartet, a group coached by Sung-mi Lee at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy. All four of the members were graduating seniors, and all four have been on introductions before, or are about to be. Eitan Raviv gave a cello recital in December last year. Kimberly LaFranzo was a featured violist in our Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Class of 2021 episode. Veronica Rokitsky played violin in a previously broadcast string quartet from the Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. And Catherine Nelson, well, I'm recording a violin recital with her next month. This is Introductions. The aforementioned Kate, or Catherine, auditioned to appear on this show. And you can do that too. More details about that and about today's program are on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, the Golden Trio out of Midwest Young Artists Conservatory takes us to Bohemia and Argentina. You're listening to Classical WFMT. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Way back in the mists of time, David Polk presented this show, and he used one particular piano trio movement as Introductions' week-to-week theme tune. Long-time listeners might recognize it when I hit play. It's the presto finale from Bedřich Smetana's Piano Trio in G minor. This performance is from the Golden Trio, coached by Lyudmila Lakisova at Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. The players are violinist Sofia Radovic, double bassist Ian King, and pianist Miriam Kessler, who I'll speak to after this. Thank you. the finale from the piano trio of Bedřich Smetana. You heard a group that calls themselves the Golden Trio, 15-year-old Sofia Radovich on violin, 16-year-old Ian King on double bass, and this pianist.
My name is Miriam Kessler. I am 16 years old, and I am from Elgin, Illinois.
And you're a member of the Golden Trio. So can you tell me a bit how the Golden Trio met and formed?
Well, I had known Sofia, our violinist, for probably since 2013, but the trio met in 2018 at a chamber music camp called Opus in Naperville, Illinois. And since then, we decided to make it more formal and start doing chamber through Midwestern Artists Conservatory.
So piano, violin, and double bass is an unusual combination. But I guess that you still get to play a lot of piano trio repertoire if your bass player is particularly agile up the neck, yeah?
Yeah, he does a great job of adapting the cello parts for bass. He doesn't change the pitches of any of the notes. He plays them exactly the way they're written.
He doesn't ever substitute, oh yeah, I really want a big fat low note on this at any point?
No, he doesn't do that. He keeps it all the same.
I would have done that, but anyway, I used to be a bassist. I understand that quite a lot of the group members can swap instruments. You have quite a different number of combinations.
Yes, so Sofia is able to play violin, viola, and she does cello and piano. And I also play the harp as well as piano.
You play harp as well as piano. Do you favor one over the other at this point in your life or point in your career?
I think right now I'm doing more with harp, but then again for chamber I usually stick with piano, but we're hoping to do some more harp pieces pretty soon.
You are a fellow in Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative. We've profiled plenty of the fellows on introductions in the past months. I believe that you are or you have been the only harpist in that group. Is that a little bit lonely?
Well, it is kind of strange, but they're usually harpists aren't very common, so it's not unusual. But now we do have another harpist there, which is nice.
Now let's get back to the music. We heard Smetana's piano trio in G minor, and we're going to head to Argentina to finish today's program. Could you please introduce the piece that we're about to hear and why the group chose to play it?
Well, it's Summer from Piazzolla's Buenos Aires Trio, and the piece fits really well with our group. We love the energy and the freedom it gives us, so it's the kind of music that we just love to play.
Excellent. Here it is, Verano Porteño, Summer in Buenos Aires. Miriam Kessler, thanks for joining me, and she's joined by Sofia Radovich on violin and Ian King on double bass. From the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, composer Astor Piazzolla's tango-infused homage to Antonio Vivaldi. You heard the Golden Trio, 15-year-old Sofia Radovich on violin, 16-year-old Ian King on double bass, and 16-year-old Miriam Kessler on piano. They were coached by Lyudmila Lakisova through Midwest Young Artists Conservatory. And that's it for today's episode of Introductions. You can find more about today's performers and listen back as a podcast on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. The music today was recorded by Rob Waller and Alexander Radovich, and today's program was produced and presented by me, Robbie Ellis. Catch you next time, where we feature more great young local classical musicians on Introductions, every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.